This is a Rediscover the Magic recording with Joe Warwick. The fear of growing. Hey, so today I just want to chat about the block of when we have desire to want to grow and we know we need to grow, but the fear that gets in the way, the block that comes up for us. Many of us are afraid of growing and have fulfilling our desires, which is exactly what growth is, to fulfill our desire. In case something bad happens, that the world will end, that someone will get hurt, someone will be harmed, you'll lose out on something. All of those fears that you have to lose to grow, and something bad will happen, that you're going to get punished, you're going to get told off, you're going to get put down, some God is going to attack you, that you're going to lose out. These are all fears of stepping into the new, and they are based on early developmental phases when we are trying to grow. So, for example, when we were younger, one of the key developmental phases is as a toddler. So growth is messy, basically. Okay, and if you think about tantrums, they are actually a growth phase. They are the expression of the energy to want to be independent and letting go of being littler. Okay, so being smaller and more dependent. So it's the movement from dependence to independence. Okay, which is what you've been doing throughout this course. And it brings up emotions of anger and fear. They are normal feelings of wanting to move into something and letting go of something else. However, if when you were growing up, you experienced punishment, being isolated, being rejected, being abandoned, all of those things, when you were having tantrums, you will associate that if you have an emotional expression of desire and you try to fulfill your desire and say that you want more, you need more, you will get told off. And so you take that on as a pattern, and that might have got repeated when you were a teenager, that every time you were trying to express yourself, you would get told off. You would get told off and said that that's not polite, that's not what good girls do, that's I want doesn't get, yeah, that you don't get attention for having a tantrum, you don't get recognition. And the idea of that is the fact that, you know, your parents clearly were trying to not give attention for negative behavior, but it's very different to recognize that someone is needing independence, needing space, needing to be let go of. So when we hold on, if your parents were holding on of control and then telling you off for wanting to be independent, what you get is a fear of growing. Okay, so you have to let that go. You have to recognize where it comes from. So when that fear comes up, every time you take a step forward and you think somebody's going to tell me off, someone's going to attack me, someone's going to hurt me, it's not reality. Okay, it's fear in the sense of F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. It's the experience of your childhood being played out in the now. Okay, it's that choice of recognizing that the whole universal source wants you to grow. Okay, like every living thing on this planet, you are expected to grow, and you're expected to recognize your desires, fulfill your desires, and grow. And so it's just choosing, do I go with what my parents said and being told off that I wasn't allowed to grow up, or do I go with what the universal source energy wants me to do? Okay, do I be in harmony with the flow of nature and every living thing of the source, or do I keep joining in with what my parents want me to do, being a good girl, and that not receiving? Okay, so when that fear comes up, recognize the truth. Where does it come from? Place your left hand on your heart, okay, on your heart space, on your chest, and acknowledge the fear. Say to yourself, I am scared. Okay, this takes the power out of fear. Once you own it, once you express it, once you say it, you take charge of it. But if you leave it as a feeling of I'm scared and nothing's happening, you're not expressing it, not in charge of it, it has control over you. So take charge of your fear, own it, and put it down. Once you say it, you can let go of it. Once you acknowledge it, you can let go of it. Once you take responsibility for it, you can let go of it. Okay, so if you feel the fear every time you step forward, the fear comes up. Something bad's going to happen. I'm going to get hurt. Someone's going to die. Something, world's going to end. Okay, these are just dramatized beliefs of the same thing, that I'm going to get rejected by my parents if I grow. Okay, so it's time to end that. It's time for you to put that down and keep stepping into the flow of the universal energy, flow of nature, the flow of every living thing, for you to grow and follow your desires, fulfill your desires, and allow yourself to receive what you're worthy of. Okay, to have those needs met. Much love you today. Have a think about that. Have a practice. Use this information. Remember, you must listen. Keep listening to the videos over and over again, or the audios if you need to. And then put it into practice. Okay, it's really essential you put it into practice. All right, so much love to you, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care. Bye.